Stuart, firstly, many congratulations. A great day round for all involved with Abbey Vocational School.
It's a fantastic day there for us. You know, historic occasion for the school to make an All-Ireland final. Super day, and look, very proud of the boys for everything they've done so far.
Yeah, it seems to be a season that's just going from one good thing to another.
It's actually, it started very well. It's like we're on a crest of a wave here now, so I suppose it's just about making the boys aware of the opportunity that they have and to make the most of it. It doesn't come around too often, so it's nice to be able to celebrate them when they do.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about today's game. You were leading, I think, by 6 points at the break.
We were up six at the break. We went in at half-time. We were very happy with the first-half performance, and to be fair, our first-half performances in most of our games have been very solid, and that was the kind of platform we had. And then the second half, as we said to the boys, it was about keeping the ball moving, keeping the scoreboard going, and then getting our good players on the ball. And in the second half, we done super well at that. They did press high on our kickouts in the first half. We had to twig a few of that. And look, it did worked out well for us then. Coming into the second half, we kept the scoreboard going. And even though it's a 7-point win, like, there was stages where we just weren't overly comfortable. But Purple Patch was expected from Dunmore, and it did come. But look, very happy with how the boys did today.
The first goal in a game is always so important. At what stage did that come?
That goal came just after 15 minutes. Like, so it was a super score by Conor McCall, and it gave us that wee bit of a platform just in. It was that cushion that we probably needed going into the half-time break. And then the second one came kind of late into the second half, which kind of sealed the game for us there, so it was very pleasing there.
Yeah, and who got the second one?
That was Jonathan O'Driscoll, so the impact of the subs today would be very happy there as well. Like, that's more than just the 15-man game that we have. We have players coming off the bench who are making an impact, and look, that's what we do. We hold them to account as well, and they're holding the first 15 to account. So it's good that they get in there and take their opportunities as well.
So you're into the final now, and am I right in saying the date is St. Patrick's Day?
Well, we're not entirely sure that. I think somebody mentioned to us after the game that the 9th of March was the actual date, which is 2 weeks' time. We do know we play Ashbourne Community School. They beat Mitchellstown there in the other semi-final today, but we're just not sure of a certain date and venue just yet. But we'll probably get that sort of information at the beginning of the week.
Yeah. So all in all, a great performance. And as you mentioned there, the fact that you have players on the bench who can come on, it's not just a 15-person game these days.
It's definitely not. And that's one thing that the boys know themselves. They might know who the starting 15 are on any given day, but the other 10 that are on the bench are well able to step up and come in and make an impact. And they helped us today to achieve that. So it's more, yeah, as you say, more than a 15-man game nowadays, yeah.
And between now and the final, will there be any sort of alteration, do you think, to your training plan, or how do you go about that?
No, as we've done all year, we'll get out, we'll train again probably on Monday evening after school. We'll meet with the boys maybe once or twice just to see. We'll try and get as much information as we can on Ashbourne. And then we'll see where we go from there. But no, there won't be any big change. We'll still get the boys out to train just as we normally do. And whenever we get a date for the final, we'll just work towards that and put our best foot forward, hopefully, for that.
Yeah. And the venue for the final, is it Croke Park, or do we know?
We don't know the venue. The boys are hoping it's Croke Park. It would be great if they did get a run out on it. But we do know last year's game was played in the Connacht Centre of Excellence. So there's no guarantee that it could be Croke Park. And we'll just wait and see when we get confirmation of that.
Great. Well, listen, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it, and congratulations to everyone involved.
Cheers. Thanks very much.